This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Allergy season is on its way and you need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Save $200 on the 3-Pack. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code Howie3 to order.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
In the State of the Union address, I announced that the Department of Justice is going after the crimes of Russian oligarchs while Ukraine and the people are hiding in subways from missiles that are being fired indiscriminately in Russian cities. Fired indiscriminately in Russian cities.
What was that?
Because they're confused out there, understandably.
Wrong. I'm not the one who's confused. You don't even know who you are.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
How do you deal with the fact that he's, older than anybody's ever been to be president of the United States?
Well, he's definitely in better shape than I am, that's for sure. He's very fit. He works out almost every day.
He's 80 years old, but strong as an ox.
His fitness, his vigor is beyond question.
Step aside, string bean. I'll show you. I'm going to take it up a notch.
Get ready, pal.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. 844-500-4242. Going to move a lot of calls this hour. Of course, Howie is out for the rest of the hour. I'm Taylor Cormier, Howie's producer. And I do want to mention before I forget, I promised myself to mention this today. My wife has been getting on me. Get some self-promotion. Be better at promoting yourself. I'm going to be at the Ale House Cigar Bar in Providence next Saturday. That'll be the 12th. The Ale House Cigar Bar in Providence next Saturday, March 12th, 9 p.m. to midnight, doing some Sinatra stuff. It's going to be a fun time. It's a great place. Check it out. Follow me at on Twitter, at Old Man Cormier. My Facebook page, Taylor Cormier Sings Sinatra. Find me, and we'll have a cigar, smoke, sing. It'll be a great time. So hope to see you there. 844-500-4242. As I was thinking about what to do today for the final hour of the show, I wanted to keep it something light. You know, we're going into the weekend, something fun, take some calls. I said, what could it be? Howie already did the thank you, Brandon segment with the gas prices. You know, I was paying $3.65 a gallon 2 days ago. This morning I filled up $3.99. So I'm not looking forward to that. I put 100 miles on my car every day. Not fun in the wallet, but hey, you got to do what you got to do. There are some evils you can't really rid yourself of. So I was thinking, and while I was paying for my gas, getting the receipt, I walked into the convenience store, and no masks anywhere that I could see, not on the customers, not on the employees, open air everywhere. And I get up to the counter, and there's still the plexiglass there. And I just laughed because there's two employees behind the counter. They're talking to each other without masks on, close range. Yet they're separating themselves from me because I must be icky because they've got this plexiglass there. And I said something. I said, I looked at it. And I said, what is, come on, what is this still doing here? And she goes, oh, I don't know. You want your receipt? I fantasize about just going in there, ripping these things down, saying, let's just demolish all remnants of COVID. So that leads me to ask the question, what are some of those remnants of COVID? Because, Vladimir Putin, if he's done nothing else, and which he has invaded Ukraine, but if he's done nothing else, he's gotten rid of COVID. It's gone. It's gone. It's dispersed. All the mandates are coming toppling down. Joe Biden's not wearing masks at cabinet meetings anymore. He's not wearing a mask in the White House, still wearing one when he goes out and about, but anybody that comes into the White House, they're not wearing masks anymore. It's gone. Done. Over with. Mandates in Boston coming to an end, which is great news. Indoor mask mandates, meaning you can maybe go into your favorite establishment. Once again, if you were not really boycotting, but just you just wanted to steer clear. So what are some remnants? Another one I'm still seeing out there, I don't know if you've had to deal with this, and this is one that I really, really hated throughout COVID. Once the restaurants started opening back up, and you know, you had to do the whole stupid, you wear a mask when you stand up and you can take it off when you sit down. That was after the stupidity of you couldn't just sit down and order a drink. You had to have an appetizer, an actual appetizer in front of you so that COVID wouldn't come anywhere near you. But once that we got over that little hump in COVID, the QR codes, these are things I cannot stand. I'm not a big take out your phone at dinner kind of guy. I want to enjoy the company of my friends, family members that I'm with. Taking out the phone, first of all, I don't know. I'm an old soul, okay? I think you got that. I'm an old soul. I don't like mingling technology all that much with my everyday life. I like a paper menu. I like somebody coming up to me and handing me something and perusing. I'm the old-fashioned guy that I'd rather have a book in my hand than a tablet, and I'm reading off an iPad or something. I don't like reading off of screens all that much. The QR codes, that's still going on in some places. And appointment-only seating. Some restaurants still doing appointment-only. Some my barbershop, I love my barbershop. They're only appointment. Obviously, you have to have an appointment. It's really, they may still take walk-ins. You might get lucky, but they're pretty busy, so they do have appointment only. But there's a lot of other places that are still doing just appointment only, and that hasn't gone away yet. You can't just walk into some places. There's one chain restaurant that my wife and I like going to. It's our guilty pleasure. I won't mention any names, but it's rhymes with Smex's Smodehouse, and
very subtle. Yeah.
Oh, we love it. The bread, the rolls, the cinnamon butter that they give you. You got peanuts on the table, and the portions are fantastic. It's just really good stuff. It's great. I could do it.
Portions are huge too. Everything's bigger in Schmex's.
I could do without the line dancing in the middle of my meal, but if that's the one thing that I have to put up with, that's fine. But they you can't just walk in. You've got to go through their app. You've got to call them and say, you've got to make a reservation. You can't just walk into places anymore. Maybe that's gone away. We haven't been there in a little while. Maybe we're due. But there's still a lot of remnants out there that need to go away and haven't gone away just yet. And on top of that question, is there anything that you hope sticks around? You know, some things that we had during COVID that you said, all right, That's not a bad addition to the way we do things around here. For some people, it might be remote working that they are getting used to. They don't want to go back to work. I know a lot of people don't want to go back to work. They like the remote working because your boss can't really see what you're doing all that much. But for some people, it is convenient. Like for myself, not that I've done remote working and I don't plan on doing remote working, but I do enjoy that other people are remote working because that means the highways are a little less congested for my 100 miles a day. The other thing I hope remains is a bit of a hesitancy for the drop-in, the pop-in. When COVID was around, nobody popped into the house. They didn't stop by. Oh, I was just in the neighborhood. I wanted to see the baby. There was none of that. It was great. And I'm not calling out anybody specific. My family knows I love them very much. My friends know they can pop in anytime. But sometimes you just get the, oh, we just happen to be driving by. And they pop in. I liked the hesitancy to pop in during COVID because some people were afraid to pop in. Others were not. But you could say, you know, we're trying to keep safe right now. But that may be going away. But we'll see. 844-500-4242. So what are you still seeing out there? And what do you hope stays? if anything. 844-500-4242. 508 says, I like the QR menu. Menus are nasty. Like, you know, the paper menu. Everybody's got their grubby fingers. And most places wipe down the menus. And I'm sure the waiters and waitresses, they're glad that the QR codes are still a thing in many places because they don't have to wipe things down. It's very easy. But I'm sure they're also sick of people like me saying, come on, can I have a paper menu, please? Because I'm that jerk. I'm that guy that'll say something. That's my lot in life. Mr. X, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Mr. X.
I'm going to need the voice changer if you can do that for me.
I think we can pull up. The voice changer is okay. The witness protection program of the Howie Carr Show. And as you can tell, the voice changer is on right now. You cannot recognize my voice. So, Mr. X, they will not recognize yours. Go ahead.
No, absolutely disguised. Now I'm safe. So I work with a ton of female millennials, tons of them, in a corporate setting. And we have the stupid plexiglass. It's about 18 inches high. There's got a one-inch gap under it and a one-inch gap in between each panel. Does absolutely nothing. That's never going away. And I would say about a third of the people where I work are still wearing masks, even though they don't have to. Mm. So I don't know if the masks are ever going to go away.
Is it the younger people that are doing that too?
Yeah, very much.
Isn't that weird? Yep. I just find that strange. Follow the science. If they wanted to follow the science, all the science has told us is the least vulnerable are people under 50 with one or fewer comorbidities. And yet that's the population that I've been seeing that's really stuck to the masks. They're really, really into the cult. Maybe that's because they're more impressionable, or maybe they buy into the news a little bit more, the fake news. I don't know what it is, because I'm one of those younger people, and I'm not... I like to think of myself as not being that impressionable. I'm not walking around wearing a mask. Thanks very much for the call, Mr. X. That's awful that, you know, those plexiglasses, they're not coming down. They're flimsy. I don't know why, but they're screwed in. You know, you go to a hardware store. I was at a hardware store a few weeks ago for this next routine. And no, they had the thing screwed into the counter. Like this really heavy duty setup, but it's all open air around them. It's just between me and the cashier, but everything else is just open air. It doesn't make any sense. Yet they're still up. 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls. What are you seeing that's lingering from COVID? Some of the rules, regulations, some of the more physical manifestations like the plexiglass or the technological implements like the QR codes. And is there anything that you hope stays that you've kind of gotten used to and kind of enjoy? 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr. This is The Howie Carr Show.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242. And mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment.
I could still teach you a few, kid. You're just a tin-horn thug, and you always will be. You haven't got the guts to be anything else.
The Howie Carr Show.
Welcome back to The Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by HelloFresh. This new year, let HelloFresh deliver fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and recipes to your door. Get 16 free meals plus 3 gifts with code Howie16 at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. Matt, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will gas prices reach $5 a gallon by St. Patrick's Day?
We're talking unleaded, and I think I don't think they'll be there just yet, but they'll be bumping up against that ceiling.
77% say yes.
I hope they're wrong. 844-500-4242. Talking about remnants from COVID. 334 says, I have a flip phone that's not QR compatible. Guess I can't eat. Yeah, you're done. You can't get any menus that way. 804, my favorite thing about COVID was in 2020, walking around in a world where all the liberals were shut in at home. It was the America I always wanted. I can't disagree with that. And 774, really, tape arrows still remain on the floors in some stores. They're gone, from what I can see. Maybe they just couldn't get them up off the floor. No one seems to follow them, either customers or employees. Rambo 413 says, remnants of COVID, all the used, discarded masks in parking lot snow piles thawing. Yeah, you see those everywhere, huh? All the plows pick them up from off the street, and they end up in the banks, the snow banks. I mean, pre-COVID, you find a mask on the ground, you say, boy, there must have been a doctor in a hurry around here. But now it's just a common sight. It's like seeing a cigarette butt on the street. It's just the world we live in. John, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Thanks for holding on. You're next, John. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi. You're welcome, Taylor. COVID remnants. Yes, I still see the plexiglass in some of the famous convenience stores in Rhode Island and nearby Mass. But one of the strangest ones is I'm a musician, and my son-in-law was playing at a club in Rhode Island, and they had sheets of plexiglass in front of the stage while they were playing. Can you imagine trying to sing or play? And you have
that's no fun.
Glass right in front of you.
And especially if you're on a stage and you got some lights that are lighting up the stage, that puts a glare on the plexiglass, and it's just no fun. I mean, that especially in an environment like that, John. And I'm sure you and your son, being musicians and performers, it was a tough time going through COVID when you didn't have any gigs. I know it was for me. I hated it, but I kind of got used to it, to the point where I wasn't looking forward to getting back out there. I was kind of used to not being able to do what I love to do until I started to do it again, and I realized, oh, I miss this a lot. But you don't want anything else there separating you from the audience. That's why we do what we do, don't you think?
Well, we do. That's the whole point of it. You want that energy to go back and forth. You can record and play in your house all you want, but being on stage, I guess it's a lot of fun. Having plexiglass in front of you that's my remnant story. I haven't heard that yet, but yes.
All right, thanks, John. I appreciate the call. 844-500-4242. Another thing I don't get, this is not a remnant, and it's not, I guess it's kind of a remnant, but it's certainly not something I hope stays. A lot of the theaters, you go to a theater these days, which I have not done because a lot of them still requiring some papers, please, at the door. Everybody in the audience has to wear a mask from a lot of what I've seen. Yet the performer, no matter who it is on stage, they don't have to wear anything. Nothing. I'm not going to a show where somebody is treated better than me and I'm paying them. It's not going to happen. Mike, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Mike. Mike, you there?
Hey, Taylor. Yeah. Love when you fill in for Howie.
Thanks.
Good job. I would say what my remnants that I absolutely hate is the signage around. Some of these places I go, I was at a unknown ski area that rhymes with Hitton Woods. And the propaganda, it's just all the signage. It feels like 1984. It's everywhere. Mask, even if they don't enforce it, mask.
Oh, yeah. No, I know what you're saying. I ignore those. I don't pay attention to them. And I don't play dumb either if they call me out on it. I said, no, I'm not wearing it. If you want to kick me out, kick me out. That's fine. You won't get my business. Thanks very much for the call, Mike. What do you miss? What aren't you going to miss, rather? What are some remnants? We'll be back.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242, talking about COVID remnants. What are you still seeing that's lingering? 508 says, Taylor, the BSO can't even give tickets away. I feel sorry. I'd love to go and see a show. That was one of my favorite. I love going to concerts of that ilk. I love going to jazz fests, you know, symphony orchestras, pops, that kind of thing. But the state of things right now, they're still hanging on to this for some reason, as far as I can tell. I haven't been to my local theater in probably about, it's been over 2 years now. I have no plans to go anytime soon because they're still requiring all this stuff. I'm not doing it. I'm not taking part in it. So that's one of the remnants. 413, Taylor, I still see all the bus drivers wearing masks, whether school or city buses. And even if the bus is completely empty, Limerick guy, that's federal statute right now. That's the law of the land. Even though Joe got rid of it in the White House, he's still keeping the bus drivers masked up. I don't know why, because we're under this stupid illusion that the kids are all going to die if we take our masks off. 508 says, Taylor, floor stickers, one-way aisles, COVID screening questions. I don't mind the distance that people have now in lines. I don't really adhere to it. I probably go 4 feet rather than six in a line. But I like the personal bubble kind of thing that we've got going on now. Nobody's crammed into a line. That I appreciate. It gives you room to move. You gotta get the stuff out of the grocery cart, you know? Paul from Cape Cod, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, one.
Hey.
You know, I'm here, I'm belly rubbing my puppy I just got, and she's awesome. But it's so funny that you mentioned that, you might want to put on the, I don't know, man. I'm not going to, like, rat somebody out, because it's really funny, because I got a place I can buy, like, you know, single serve waters.
Mm-hmm.
Because I work every day, you know? And it's so crazy. Because
thanks for the call, like, Paul. 844-500-4242. Ralph, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Ralph.
Yeah, I'm in Bernie Sanders. Country there, and going to my favorite convenience store, and they forgot to take the sign off the door because they eliminated the mask mandate. So this is a reflection, like, oh, do I put it on or not? And then down in Capital City in Montpelier, the students are gathering together and saying they want to wear their mask. I'm like, something's really wrong here.
Yeah. Yeah, we saw that the other day. It was yesterday. They were holding protests in Boston, pro-mask protests, and singing COVID carols. It was the strangest thing. I've never seen people like this just clinging to, I don't even know what you call it, clinging to tyranny, I suppose. They're mask overlords. Here's one remnant that hasn't gone away that I would love to go away. Dr. Fauci, he came back over the past 24 hours or so, saying some stuff on you know, making a couple of appearances on Washington DC TV station and the Woke AF podcast. That was a pretty interesting cut. Howie played it earlier. We should probably play it again. Matt, this is cut 7.
There are many people, for a variety of reasons, many of them are politically, I wouldn't say motivated, I don't mean motivated, but have a political tinge to it about not wanting to get vaccinated, saying, I'll worry about myself and I'll take care of myself and I'll take the risk. But when you're dealing with a transmissible virus, you have a personal responsibility to yourself and to your family. But you also have a responsibility to society, because if you really want to make sure we put this outbreak in the rearview mirror, we can make a contribution by not giving the virus the opportunity to circulate among us. And you do that by getting vaccinated. We call upon the spirit of the American people to be part of a society and communal effort to crush this virus.
So the first thing he said was, it seems to have a political tinge to it. That's the phrase he used, political tinge, for those who don't want to get vaccinated. And I will say to that, my addendum is that it's only politically tinged because it seems that the only people that really want to think for themselves are those who are right-leaning conservatives. That's the only reason why. Otherwise, a medical decision is left unto the person themselves. I should not be forced to make medical decisions for other people that will affect me and what I put into my body. We're not going to go down that road tonight. Other people saying, I don't want to say where I live, but they, in quotation marks, they did away with masks on the buses where I am. Good for you. I hope they stay that way. Taylor, COVID remnants. Brandon's cough. Yeah, he's still... Oh, I think he had that before COVID. Thanks for the call, Ralph. Jeff, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, good job, Taylor. Sorry.
Thank you.
I just wanted to let you know that in the state of Maine, back in December 2020, there was a report from the Press Herald that said 85% of state workers were working from home, and that was really helping the carbon footprint of the state of Maine.
Okay.
And we know that not much has changed, so you just assume that, you know, even 80% is still working from home right now. But last Friday, there was a snowstorm, and they canceled work for all those people that are working from home.
Yeah, I don't understand the logic behind that. If you're still able... there is no logic to it. Why am I trying to reason with it? There's no logic to it. Thanks very much for the call, Jeff. Elizabeth, thanks for hanging on. You're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
So I've been listening all day, and the questions about the masks I wanted to weigh in on. So one reason why people are not wanting to take the masks off is if they have somebody that is immunocompromised at home. My dad just had a heart transplant in August, and, you know, they suppress your immune system. So I'm 40-something years old. I'm healthy. My daughter's 20-something and is healthy. But we have to wear a mask because we are going around my dad and my parents. You know, and even vaccinated or not.
Right, but Elizabeth, I never said that. I never criticized anybody for wearing a mask. I get some people are immunocompromised and some people have a personal choice to keep them on. But I'm not railing against people that choose to wear them. I'm railing against mandates and public places that still require them, still require the absurdity that you don't have a personal choice to do what you want. I feel you should have a personal choice to wear one or don't wear one, but in no place, in no setting, except for maybe in an ICU, should you be forced to wear one against your will. Would you agree with that?
I would. And if, last year, honestly, I wanted the mandate to come back because we did get bullied for wearing a mask. People hated us, even people that knew what I was going through because they were so triggered by it. You know, they just got the masks taken off. But even people in my family, they just were very triggered by seeing it because it's a reminder of COVID and people want to put it behind them. But I think people should make their own choice, but hopefully we'll be respectful. We're not all in the same situation, you know?
No, I can appreciate that. Thank you very much for the call, Elizabeth. Yeah. Like, I don't say anything when somebody is wearing a mask because I realize that there are, you know, people make their own choices for themselves. I don't know everything about everybody else's life, and they don't know everything about mine. So that I would hate it when somebody would scream at me to put on a mask. It's none of their business. So I don't yell at people or confront them when they're wearing one. If they're coming into my home, we had a guy come into the home doing an inspection the other day, and he came up, he showed up wearing a mask. And I said, dude, you're not wearing that coming into my house unless you really want to. He says, I'm kind of forced if an inspector shows up. I said, tell you what, I'll lock the door. We've got cameras outside. I'll let you know if somebody's coming up. Then I'll yell, if you want to put your mask back on, I'll let you know ahead of time. And he says, oh, my God, thank you so much. I hate wearing these things. Yeah, I can understand. Joe, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Taylor, good job. So a couple of funny things. Well, I'll tell you one thing that I miss is the good old days of early COVID when Route 93 was wide open. I was just stuck in traffic. And
oh, my God. Wasn't that great? Oh, yeah. I remember it was what? It was just like the end of March of 2 years ago. Where everything came to a standstill. I remember that picture they took of the Zakim Bridge, and it was just completely empty, and Route 93 was just deserted. But coming into work, man, you could do 90, 95, 100. The cops weren't stopping you. The stadiums weren't stopping you. They saw you. They did not stop you because they were scared of this too. They had no idea what was going on. So, oh, it was great. That's something I'll miss, Joe. That's what a good memory. Thanks very much for the call. Dad, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Dad.
I tell you what I definitely don't miss is those, and I missed about 10 minutes of your show while I was trying to call in, so somebody may have brought this up already, so forgive me if they have. Those stupid signs that were everywhere, those essential heroes and we love you signs.
Like the hearts, the big hearts that I saw out there for the healthcare heroes, and yeah.
Some of us were essential heroes until we decided not to get the vaccine.
That's right. That's a good question. Do those signs apply to those once healthcare heroes that have since lost their jobs or moved into a different field? I wonder. How's Kramer?
Hey, yeah, he's here. The other thing is, two days ago, I went to the doctor's, and it was a follow-up. I'd been there 2 weeks earlier, and all the plexiglass was up at the reception's desk. When I got there 2 days ago, I said, wow, it looks so different in here, because I knew they'd taken it down. She said, yeah, it just came down this morning. However, masks was still mandatory in that building.
I don't really understand that. I mean, I get... You know, you're in a medical setting, and I think that's going to be the standard pretty much going forward, at least for the foreseeable future, that when you're in a place of medicine and there could be immunocompromised people there, you're going to have to wear a mask. But I don't know. I hope that goes away soon. Well, thanks very much for the call. Love you, and give my love to Mom and Kramer and the cat there as well. Thanks for calling. That's my dad. We'll take a break, 844-500-4242. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger. Got hate mail?
You bloated idiot! You stupid fatter, you!
Send it to Grace at HowieCarshow.com.
Welcome back to the final segment of the week for the Howie Carr Show. Thank God it's Friday. I don't say that lightly. I love what I do, love what we get to do here, but the weekends, they're perfectly placed. And tonight will be brought to you by a large glass of scotch. I think so. I'm going to go the Ted Kennedy route tonight. Not that far. Just one. Safely in bed at home. Layla, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Layla.
Hi, Taylor.
Hi.
You're doing a fantastic job.
Thanks.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
So it's really hard not to feel revenge. Like, when I hear all the things that, when I hear about all the things about the COVID shots not working and all that stuff, and, you know, there is so much hurt that's going on in that family.
Mm.
And we actually, I live in a beautiful place now, but we actually moved from Massachusetts, and now we're living in a beautiful country by Howie Carr, and they go to my neighbors.
Oh, very nice.
But anyway, yeah, and I'm living in paradise right now. But I still feel like all the hurt that's going on from all undo, from like the masking and all that stuff and all the shots and all, you know, and then even from going to for Christmas and stuff like that, we didn't do that because they all want to be tested and all that stuff. I feel
that is, yeah, very, very, you're right, Layla. That's a very sad remnant that we have. That's something that a lot of families, I hope, are able to come to grips with and repair. Thankfully, I don't really think that happened to myself, but there were a few people in my family that they didn't really want to see us, and we understood. That's fine. You know, that they want to take it extra safe. I get it. But there are those, you're right, that really took it to another extreme and said, this is the last straw. You guys voted for Trump, and now you're going crazy on this. We don't want anything to do with you. Yeah, that's sad. I hope those bridges can be mended. Thank you very much for the call, Layla. Bill, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Bill.
Hello, Taylor. What I will miss is not having to wear N95s on calls on the back of the ambulance. I will miss not trying to start IVs on people who are wearing goggles and other PPE. I will miss not going into nursing homes and seeing CNAs that are so overwhelmed that they're crying with all the patients that they have. I will miss all that.
So are you already not wearing your mask on the ambulance?
Criteria is we still wear N95s for all possible PUIs, persons under investigation.
Oh, okay, I see.
Still wear N95.
All right. Well, you know, hopefully that clears up for you soon. I'm glad to hear it, though, Bill. Thanks very much. And Mr. G, I think you're going to close us out for the night. Go ahead, Mr. G.
Oh, I love to end the week, man. I listen to you guys. It's a great show. And I'm a teacher in Auburn, Maine, who district just lifted the mask mandate effective next Wednesday. Well, Mr. G stopped wearing a mask about a month ago. And if you walk into Mr. G's music classes, you did not need to wear one. I would not remind you about it. But today was a day where I got a little bit of pushback from some kids. Mr. G, where's your mask? And I say, go back to your seat. Don't worry about it. And
did administration catch on to you? What was the pushback from your overlords?
It was I had an administrator walk in 5 minutes after the first day I decided to not wear a mask anymore, and she didn't say anything to me. And she walked in a half hour later, and same thing, did not say a thing to me. And adults have been in and out of my room and haven't said anything to me because it's over, right? I mean, who's going to say anything to me?
It's over.
Don't talk to me. I will talk to them.
Thanks, Mr. G. How do you like that? Kenny G's up in Auburn, Maine, teaching a music class. That's awesome. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend. Enjoy it. Be safe. We'll be back on Monday with much, much more to cover. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great night.